Hello, everyone. I'm Debbie Andahar-Giordano of Master Brokers. Welcome to our weekly update. We're well into the month of August, so I hope everyone's having a safe and happy summer. Families traveling and doing a lot of great things this summer now that COVID is in the hindsight behind us a little bit. So what's been going on in the market has been very interesting. The San Jose Mercury News reported headlines on July 26th. Home prices drop a record 7% in June. I would contend that it's probably even a larger drop than that, maybe at least a 10 to about a 15% drop. Possibility of a 20% drop, although July stock market has gone back up again, and that should help softening the blow to the housing market here locally. So stay tuned to see what happens with those numbers. I did sell 729 Berkshire Place in Milpitas. It was a four-bedroom, three-bath, 2,500 square foot chapelle on a huge lot, a 14,000 square foot lot up in the Weller Ranch area by the foothills. And we started that home at 2.7, then had dropped it to 2.5. And then we were down at $2,348,000 when we finally latched into a contract. We're in contract for $2,250,000. So that is roughly about a good 15% drop on that home. Interest rates are a factor, although we know they're not going to be going down much. The economy is still a little shaking, and there's been the Feds that have looking again to maybe raise interest rates again. But mortgage rates did fall this week. 30-year fixed is at 5.875. 30-year fixed jumbo is at 4.875. So with a home priced well, in good condition, and obviously in a good location, you should be able to sell your home. So I've got 1372 Acadia Drive in Milpitas. That is for sale. Price point on that is 1.3. Needs some remodeling, so there might be a little softening of the price. Offers are due tomorrow on that home, and then I'll hopefully report in maybe with a sale for that and let you see a price point for that home. By the way, that home is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,484 square feet in, like I said, in Parktown area, which is a very desirable area. I just want to point out the Milpitas Post had a really good article about five simple ways to instantly boost your home's curb appeal. We know that when a buyer looks at the property, they drive up or they're walking up to the front door, they instantly make a decision within a few seconds if they really want to live there or not. So boosting your curb appeal is a very important ingredient in getting your home sold. So the five things are repaint or clean your front door. We like a dark door. Sometimes they're black doors. In the past, we've been painting them red. I like a black or a dark brown. Ensure your doors and windows and sliders are all sealed. Update the outdoor hardware and lighting. So if you've got the front porch lights or the carriage lights on the outside of the home, we did that with the Berkshire house. We updated those light fixtures outside and it came out really nice. Repair any unsightly cracked concrete. Homes in Parktown and Milpitas are 40, 50, some are even 60 years old, even in the manor. And a lot of times the driveways need to be re-poured and refixed. And so that's an important aspect of curb appeal. And number five, add flowers. As you're walking up to the home, you want a lot of color and a lot of sparkle and some greenery to give it a good fresh feel. So those are two really important items that you can add to your curb appeal that are not that expensive to be able to boost your value. Well, if you're ready to get your home ready, we do have inventory that's coming up in the next few months, and I'll report that in. I'm excited to work in this market, so give me a call at 408-945-8988, and let's get your home ready for sale. Thank you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.